Tom Appel. Do cars drive better in the rain than they used to?
Yes, they do.
Good.
Yes, they do. And we can thank better tires than we had.
Oh, really?
30, 40 years ago, yeah. But analog braking is good and stability control are good, and these things help us in the rain and any low traction situation.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I used to always feel like I was fighting it in the rain, and now in my little RAV4 that I have, it moves along just fine. I mean, obviously, still be careful out there, people. And don't drive through a big puddle of water that you can't see the bottom of, right, Tom?
No, really don't do that. It's funny because I was driving around Saturday up here in the north suburbs, and I was watching a lot of cars go almost tire deep and into big puddles along Route 14, and that can be very, very bad news. A lot of people are getting through just fine, but if the water gets in the wrong place, your car's going to be in a dealership for a week.
Oh, really? Yeah. I mean, can that total a car if you do enough damage to it?
I wouldn't say a puddle, unless you hit the puddle at really serious speed. A puddle wouldn't total a car, probably.
But like in an underpass or something like that.
Yeah, it could. I mean, if you do the right thing, because the pressure of the water being shooting up, if you're going 20, 30 miles an hour, could break things. But more what happens is the water gets into places where it shouldn't be.
Mm, that doesn't sound good. Okay, we'll keep us posted on that. VW. Okay, this is really weird, Tom. When I buy a car, I feel like, oh, I have all the engine power that I could possibly need because they have an engine in the car, and I get to determine how much power I give it and what it does in return. And that entire capacity of power is already at my disposal. That's not the case for VW, some new cars?
Oh, this is subscription. Manufacturers have been promising shareholders now for a decade that subscription services, things that they would charge car buyers for over time after the purchase, were going to represent a huge amount of income moving forward, revenue for these car companies. And as yet, car companies have not yet fully determined what it is they can actually charge for after the fact. And about the only thing that seems to make sense is semi-autonomous driving systems, which do need to be updated. So we're talking about things like Ford's Blue Cruise and General Motors Super Cruise. But this horsepower thing that you're talking about is kind of frustrating for a lot of people. And the Volkswagen we're talking about, I think it's 200 horsepower from the factory, but you can pay money on a monthly basis. This is for an electric vehicle subscription basis to get more horsepower. And it's something like 27 more horsepower after the fact.
Wait, is there anything that changes on the actual engine itself? Or does it just, by paying for the subscription, it unlocks some software in your vehicle already?
The latter, yeah. It's power that was basically there. You own it. You bought the car, but you're paying to use it. And we've seen this. Mercedes has done this with some high-performance models, and Cadillac did it recently. And I think it was a version of the Lyriq. And it's cool, right? You can do this cool thing to customize your car, but it's like, oh, it's already there.
Just give it to me.
Why am I paying extra for this?
Yeah, no, that seems like dynamic pricing. I don't like that. And apparently some people do. Someone did text in, Tom, knowing that we were going to talk about VW. Is it true that VW notorious for carbon building up in their engines? I don't even know what that means.
I don't know if Volkswagen is notorious for that. We had a problem starting 10 years ago or so. Direct injection is a form of fuel injection where the fuel is directed. This is as obvious as it can be, directly into the piston, right into the cylinder. That's good. But what's happening is fuel isn't coming in past the valve. So the valves are dry on the intake side. And that means that stuff can accumulate there that used to be washed off by gasoline. And every manufacturer has this problem. Any manufacturer is having a certain amount of success at preventing this. But I haven't heard too much about Volkswagen specifically.
Okay.
I remember Cadillac for a few years having issues with this.
Okay. I knew a couple of those words you said, Tom. I assume that car people knew exactly what you were talking about. Uber users are canceling rides with the human drivers to ride in Waymo taxis. I thought maybe it'd be the opposite, but do you think this is just a fascination? People want to see how it works, or do they really not want to talk to their driver? What's going on here?
This is hilarious. I love this story just because I'm glad people are excited about autonomous taxi cab. But Waymo has been working with Uber in certain markets. Waymo's already in a bunch of markets, mostly west, Phoenix, San Francisco, L.A., Austin, and Atlanta. And in these cities, you can hail and pay for an autonomous cab. There's no driver. And the system largely works. And the average trip is something like 4 miles. Uber recently teamed up with Waymo, or more correctly, Waymo teamed up with Uber to offer rides in Phoenix, Austin, and Atlanta. And passengers are so excited because when you're using the app, you can choose an autonomous cab. But I think what you're really doing is giving Uber the permission to send you an autonomous cab because some people won't get in. But people are passing on cab rides. They're ordering cabs and then canceling them because there's a driver on board.
Oh, man. I think that's a lot of fascination at first. And then if it goes well, I mean, you just keep doing it. I would take one. If I was in a city with a Waymo, I'd absolutely try one right away. Would you?
I have, and I have friends who have done it. I've never had the chance, but I've got friends that travel a lot to the West Coast. And, yeah, I mean, they said there's some strange, unexpected herky-jerkiness in certain cases, but Waymo has an unbelievably impressive track record. It's very safe, and they've had very few incidents, and no one's been seriously injured yet in a Waymo taxi cab. And I think people are just impressed by that. Yeah. But they are still in very controlled environments, just certain parts of the city. Relatively short rides, and in cities where they don't get ice, they don't get snow. So,
yeah, Tom, you do great work. You were on Steve and Johnny this weekend, right? I didn't mishear that.
I was, yeah. It'll be 2 more weeks.
2 more weeks, okay. Where can people go to find out more about all that you do?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, check us out at consumerguide.com or look for the Consumer Guide Car Stuff podcast.
All right, Tom Appel, take care, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.